Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1275. Visible translated text is as follows. 283 Negro coming from a dark alleyway. And I asked him for the office, and he told me to go to the second floor and turn to the right. I saw Conley this morning. I am not positive that he is the man. He looked to be about the same size. When I went to the office, the stenographer was in the outer office. Mr. Frank was in the inner office, sitting at his desk. I went there to get my stepson's money. E.K. Graham, sworn for the state in rebuttal. I was at the pencil factory April 26th with Mr. Tillander about 20 minutes to 12. We met a Negro on the second floor. Mr. Tillander asked him where the office was, and he told him to go up the steps. I don't know whether it was Jim Conley or not. He was about the same size, but he was a little brighter than Conley. If he was drunk, I couldn't notice it. I wouldn't have noticed it anyway. Cross-examination. Mr. Frank and his stenographer were upstairs. He was at his desk. I didn't see any lady when I came out. J.W. Coleman, sworn for the state in rebuttal. I remember a conversation I had with Detective McWorth. He exhibited an envelope to me with a figure, 5 inches on the right of it. Cross-examination. This does not seem to be the envelope showed me. Defendant's Exhibit 47. The figure, 5 inches, was on it. I don't see it now. I told him at the time that Mary was due $1.20 and that 5 inches on the right would not suit for that. J.M. Gant, sworn for the state in rebuttal. I have seen Leo Frank make up the financial sheet. It would take him an hour and a half after I gave him the data. I.V.Y. Jones, C., sworn for the state in rebuttal. I saw Jim Conley at the corner of Hunter and Forsyth Sate on April 26th. He came in the saloon while I was there between 1 and 2 o'clock. He was not drunk when I saw him. The saloon is on the opposite corner from the factory. We went on towards Conley's home. I left him at the corner of Hunter and Davis Saint a little after 2 o'clock.